Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Big Blue Insider is on. News Radio 630 WLAP and the iHeartRadio app. To interact with the show, call us at 859-280-2287. That's 859-280-CATS. Or you can tweet us at BigBlueInsider1.
All right, welcome back. Hour number two of Big Blue Insider here. Ryan Lemon filling in for Dick Gabriel in the big chair, along with Billy R. Sports, Billy Rutledge, running the show. Talked a lot of football in the first hour. We're going to switch it over to basketball now, a little basketball news, especially at the local high school AAU level. And, Billy, I got to admit something to you first.
Okay.
I've known Coach Q for many years, and I've never had any clue how to pronounce his last name. I can't even spell it, but he sent me the pronunciation. So I'm going to try it, Steve. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Big Blue Insider, Coach Steve Katroki.
Nailed it.
Oh, yeah. How about that? Of course, I always thought it was I've called Drew Franklin today, and I said, Drew, how does he pronounce his name? I thought it was like Quatrocki, Quatrocki. It's Katroki.
I get a lot of Quattarachis. I get Quattarachi, yeah. or any variation of that.
Quatrocki. That's what I thought. Quatrocki. I think it's what I said to him.
Yeah.
Okay. So you are the AAU leader, big toe coach of the Griffin Elite basketball program. So before we get started, why don't you explain a little bit what that entails?
So we have an AAU program. It's based out of Northern Kentucky, where we have a facility up there that's owned by the Griffin family. But we have seven teams all together, all high school age, and we're hopefully going to continue to grow. But right now we're just focused on high school ages. And you know, we've played a full – this is actually our last weekend coming up. We've played a full season, started at the end of March, early April. I think we played like nine events, I want to say, all together. And kind of been – Atlanta, Indianapolis, just kind of been all over the place. So we travel a lot and try to go out and play a lot of really good teams, out-of-state teams, big names, and just try to get these kids some exposure and get them better.
Now, you've had, what, three Kentucky Mr. Basketballs come through your program? Is that right, or am I missing one?
No, yeah, I've had the last three. We had Dante Allen, when I was with Matt's Mustangs, and Davion McKnight, who's at Western, also with Matt's. And then Ben Johnson, actually, he didn't play AAU last year with the pandemic, but he was with us the last time he actually played AAU with Matt, so I get to claim him too. So, yeah, last three.
I want to talk to you some about, you know, there's a lot of young talent, it seems like, getting ready to come up through Kentucky. But that 2023 class, I've always said the class that had – Scotty Hobson, Darius Miller, and Shelvin Mack, and of course then Bud Mackey was supposed to be in that class. I always said that's the best class Kentucky's had since I can remember. But this 2023 class may rival that. Do you think so?
Yeah, I mean it's loaded top to bottom. It's probably the best class I've seen at an earlier age since I started doing this the class of 2015 was my first year. And it's by far the best class I've seen, especially early on. We've got like 13 kids with D1 offers right now in that class, which
wow.
13 in one entire class would be an outstanding year for Kentucky a lot of years. And so that's, you know,
you're
that number's going to keep growing.
Well, of course, the one everybody points to first is Reed Shepherd. Finally got the Kentucky offer from Coach Cal. You know, you've seen him many times over the years. What are your thoughts of him?
I love Reed. I think he's special. I think he does everything that a player can do to make their team better. In addition to just being an outstanding athlete, he really has a super high IQ. We actually played them back in May at a tournament And I think he only scored like 8 points, and he controlled the entire game with his ability to run the team and then find open teammates. And he actually is an outstanding defender. As in addition to being a good on-ball defender, he's a really good help defender. He got a couple steals against us that just kind of really impressed me with how smart he is and how he sees the game. But I think he's top 20, 25 easily in that class in the country, and just going to keep getting better.
Now, there are a lot of people out in the Louisville area will tell you that Caleb Glenn will end up being the better player in that 2023 class. What are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, you know, I think of him as 1 and 1A, and I was actually talking to a buddy of mine yesterday, and he kind of said the same thing. Caleb is just a beast, man. He's built like an NFL tight end, plays above the rim. But the thing that's impressed me most with Caleb is over the last couple of years, he's improved his skill level so much. He used to be like just basically a run and jump four man, and he's really transitioned out and played more on the wing. He can really shoot the ball a lot better now. He made several threes in a game I watched back in June, and he just looks a whole lot more comfortable. He's really developed his game over the last couple of years, and they're both super talented and are top kids in the country, in my opinion.
Both of them have many major Division I offers now. I think I saw Tennessee just offered Caleb yesterday or 2 days ago or something like that.
Yeah,
he's at Louisville Male. But now I got to ask you about a guy in your program, because Billy, our producer here, Steve, is a South Oldham guy. Can't stand North Oldham. He already said the coach. He used to hate the coach when he played. But yet Dallas Roberts is a guy over there at North Oldham that I think a lot of people are high on also.
Yeah, Dallas, he's played 16 and 17 for us this year, and he was outstanding this past weekend in Louisville. He was named one of the top five performers in the entire event by HoopScene. He was the only one in that 2023 class to make that list. Everybody else was 2022s and are nationally ranked kids. But he's just he's a 6'1 point guard, and can't stay in front of him, super skilled. He had 34 points in the game on Saturday afternoon, and kind of really made a name for himself a lot this weekend. We had several coaches out to see him. We played a George Hill all-Indy team that had a couple of 4- and 5-star kids on it. He led our kids back from 19 down in the first half and made the game-winning assist and just controlled the game. Sunday they were face guarding because he was killing the other team so bad. So he's really starting to get some national attention with his performance this past weekend.
Now, I'm not sure. I should have looked this up. Is Colin Porter, the kid from Ashland, is he 2023 or 2022?
He's a 23. Yeah, but he plays.
He's in the same class. Okay, yeah. That's what I said.
Yeah,
I got confused on it. So talk about then Colin Porter, because him and Reed Shepard have played and battled here in Lexington, and Porter kind of looked like that game that day. He was the better player.
Yeah, Colin is like the ultimate floor general type of player. He's not as explosive as Reed. He doesn't play above the rim, but he can get to his spots, and he can really guard really well too, which is, he's definitely a two-way player. But he's kind of like a maestro with the ball in his hands. He can get, he gets his teammates open looks. He scores when he has to. I mean, he's really high IQ. You can just tell that he's got outstanding feel for the game. His team is – he plays up on the 17U, and he's kind of the man on that team. You can tell anytime you watch him, just the ability to kind of run the show for that EAB team.
Well, so we've mentioned just four kids in the 2023 class that are major recruits. I mean, getting major offers. All four of them are going to end up playing, I think, major college basketball. Are we missing anybody else we need to talk about?
There's a kid at Cal named George Washington III who moved to Kentucky last year. His dad actually coached women's in Texas. He was a D1 assistant coach at Texas, and then they moved to Louisville, and he enrolled at Cal last summer, and he is a top 100 or 75, depending on where you look nationally. He's got offers from Louisville, Ohio State. I know he got one the other day from Cincinnati. He's got another one I'm forgetting, but he's really highly regarded, highly ranked. He actually plays AAU in Texas with John Lucas's program, though, JL3. But he plays on the EYBL, and he's really talented. He can really score it. So he in the gym range, man. He can pull up from anywhere and score it. So the interesting thing about that class is they're all sort of different types of players, which is what I kind of like.
Crazy. All right. You got time for one more segment. We're going to take a break and come back. I've got some other kids I need to ask you about, and maybe also hit on some local kids too. So we'll be right back. We got Steve Katroki, AAU basketball coach for Griffin Elite, when we come back on Big Blue Insider.
This is the home of the Wildcats, 630 WLAP.
This may be one of my all-time favorite Darius Rucker songs, by the way, Bill. You didn't even know that, but I love this song, Darius Rucker, here on Big Blue Insider. We got AAU coach Steve Katroki here joining. I'm getting good at it now, Steve. See, I just got to get the flow going a little bit. Head coach of the Griffin Elite program. And you said you had seven teams. I didn't realize you had seven teams.
Yeah, we've got 2 15s, 3 16s, and 2 17s. So we've got a bunch of them.
You got Jay Bordas coaching one of your teams, I see, in your program.
Yeah, that's my guy. He's got a group of kids that are pretty much all Lexington and kind of surrounding counties, and they're a lot of fun to watch. They play super hard. He's got a kid from Bryan Station that's got a chance to be a mid-major D1 kid, I think. Jaden Biggers, he's really talented. He's the one to watch in the city over the next 2 years.
He's a 2024?
He's a 2023.
Oh, 2023. Oh, so it's still in that class. Yeah. My goodness. That's what I want to ask you about. Who are some of the other maybe local guys, and not just Lexington, but around the Lexington area, that maybe basketball fans need to keep an eye on? We know about Reed Shepherd, but there are and who's the big guy at Lexington Catholic? I'm drawing, I'm having a brain meltdown. What's his name?
Well, there's two of them, actually. Reese Potter is one that actually plays for me. He's a 7-footer.
Yeah.
That's at Lexington Catholic. And then, of course, John McCreer, Vince Mayer's nephew, is there as well. So they've got a couple of Twin Towers there at Catholic. But yeah, there's a kid by the name of Jalen Davis at Madison Central. It's really good. He got an early offer from EKU. He can really shoot it. Really athletic. I think he's going to be in the running for Player of the Year in that region as a senior. Madison Central group is loaded next year.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are. They're good. He's good too.
Yeah. Yeah, they.
Who are some others?
Kind of all around the area. There's, you know, we've got a young man he's going to be a sophomore from Harrison County named Caden Custard. He's actually a 3-sport star. He's the quarterback, he's the point guard, and he runs track, and he's good at all of it. He's one of our better players. And, of course, you've got Great Crossing and Scott County both have players, but Great Crossing especially they're young, but Malachi Moreno is going to be a freshman, and he's 6'10 already, still probably growing, only 14 years old. That's a name to file away for the future if he gets athletic. Right now he's still kind of awkward in his body because he's so young, but he's starting to throw down dunks and do some good things. So his older brother obviously is Michael, that's at Eastern, and that's two awesome kids, and I think Malachi has got a chance to be a Power Five type recruit. He's like I said, he'll just be a freshman.
Yeah, he's come a long way with his coordination and then moving on the court. And I last time when I saw him this past season, I thought, dude, he's going to be a player. At first I thought, he was just so had to grow in his body yet, and I think he's finally starting to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's definitely starting to put it together. He started varsity all summer with Great Crossing summer team. And played well, represented himself well. He's played with Indiana Elites 14U, and they won some kind of like Adidas national championship. And then he came back this weekend and played in Louisville with a Kentucky team, and they won a championship. So he's obviously a difference maker with that kind of size at that age, but. He's starting to put it together skill-wise and stuff, too. And his brother told me recently that Malachi didn't used to love basketball, but now he's starting to love it. And so now the lights come off him a little bit. He could be scary here in a year or two.
Yeah. I think the best team around here is going to be Clark County. Saw them a lot this summer. They got everybody. They got one of your guys, too, on that team.
Yeah, they've got Tanner Walton. He was at Lexington Christian, and he's transferred to GRC, and he's going to be he'll be a senior, assuming he can get eligible there. He's got an appeal coming up, but he's a super high IQ kid, does everything to make you win. And then of course they've got Jerome Morton, who's got a Division I offer from Eastern. They've got a kid named Trent Edwards, who's about 6'7" and long and really athletic. And actually, both of those kids are doing that. The Centerville 128 extra year, and they're going to be juniors again this year. So they're going to be loaded for a couple more years.
Man. And Sam Parrish transferred over from Tate's Creek to over there. I like his game, too, a lot. your guy.
Yeah, he's on. He's one of our 16s. He's very, very shifty. He gets his spots, hard to guard, and can heat up in a hurry from outside. He's extremely athletic. He's had two of the best dunks that I've seen this year during AAU. Just because people don't expect it from him, I guess, because he's probably 5'10". He'll take off and dunk all over you, and it's really kind of impressive to see a kid fly through the air like that at that size.
Oh, it's amazing. You know, he's barely just a little taller than I am, and to see him fly down the court and then go up and dunk on some big dude's face, it's amazing to watch him do that. Yeah.
Yeah, he used to
couple
have
other
about
young
4 inches
kids
of hair and got a. Oh,
that's true. Yeah, yeah. A couple other local kids that I know people are going to talk about. Jasper Johnson over at Woodford County. He's reclassifying. He's going to be in the 2025 class again now.
Yeah, he's actually one of ours as well. He's been really good for us all year, and he's of course two sports stars. Dad Dennis, football coach and Kentucky legend. Former NFL player, but I think Jasper is going to end up a basketball player. He's built more of a basketball kid, and he's been dunking on people this summer too. He's starting to put it all together. He's going to be really, really good. But I know a couple of schools actually have already been interested in him. I know Western Kentucky said he was one of the best players they saw at that event in Shelbyville last month, and they said he's doing the next year and he's just going to be a freshman. So, he's super talented. He's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, all these guys are. Like I said, so many of them are young players around the area. Yeah. High school basketball in the area has really picked up a tick last couple years.
Yeah, after losing like Kyle Rowe and Tavion Hollingsworth and those guys after a couple of years, we've had it's taken a couple of years to cycle back to having really good players in the city and in the surrounding area. They're definitely on the upswing because there's a lot of talent all over the place.
Billy, you got a question for Steve?
Yeah, I do, Coach. Do you feel that a player's motivation changes when they play at one period with their high school and another with their AAU team? Do you feel like they're a different kid when they're on the court, or do you feel like they're just mostly the same?
That's actually a really good question.
It is a great question.
A lot of kids have that alpha dog mentality with their high schools because they're used to having to do a lot, whereas with AAU teams, they tend to be more talented than your typical high school team. So it's more about doing what they do well as opposed to trying to do it all. So you get kids that are, if they're a really good shooter, they get a lot more open looks than they will in high school. But also at the same time, you get kids that they aren't going to have more athletic competition, so they have to play their game a little differently. They have to use their skill as opposed to being able to out-athlete people all the time. So yeah, it's an interesting mix when trying to put together AAU rosters too, because you can't get too many alphas, because then nobody wants to, everybody tries to come in and be the man, and it's really kind of like making puzzle pieces fit together when you're trying to put together rosters. It's kind of an interesting experiment in chemistry.
Yeah, that is a good question, because Steve, you're right. These kids that average 15, 18 points a game in high school, they get put on these high-level AAU teams with other good players. Okay, now look, we don't necessarily need you to score, but we need you to play defense. We need you to rebound. We need you to run the point. They got a different role they have to take, which makes them a better player, obviously, in the end. But I think it does take some adjustments sometimes.
Sure, and those kids, when they get to the next level, especially your standard Kentucky kid is not going to just walk in and be the man wherever they go to school. So AAU actually probably helps in a lot of ways to help them kind of showcase exactly what they do best and can be recruited at that kind of spot, because even a Reed Shepherd or a Caleb Glenn is not likely to walk in and start on day one at the next level. Not saying they can't, but it's kind of unlikely. And they all those other skills they've got are what will get them on the court as a freshman and moving forward.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you joining us. Like I said, just wanted to do a little summer basketball kind of catch up, because I just want people in the Lexington area to realize there's some really, really good young talent around the area that's coming up, and you're going to be hearing their names a lot. So we just kind of wanted to get your take on where – and, of course, Reed Shepherd's at the top of the list, but that 2023 class, there's a couple of guys, like you said, 1A with Caleb Green. There's a lot of talent in that class.
Yeah, I mean, that class is absolutely loaded. There's some really good kids in 2024, even like a kid like Jasper that's a 2025 now. I mean, the state of Kentucky basketball just continues to get better and better. And eventually, I don't know when, but eventually we're going to have a big shoe team here in the state. And and we're going to get those kids together, and we're going to show them kind of what Kentucky can really do, because we don't get a ton of respect nationally, but our kids are just as good as anybody else's.
Absolutely. Yeah, Coach, we appreciate it, man. We got to take our break. Good talking to you again. I'll see you down the road. I'm sure Steve Katroki from Griffin Elite. We'll be right back here on Big Blue Insider. 859-280-2287. Call us.
You're listening to Big Blue Insider with Dick Gabriel on News Radio 630 WLAP and WLAP.com.
Oh, Billy, this is probably my least favorite Darius Rucker song.
You know what this one is?
No, yeah, this is... hang on, what's the title? It won't last this long. It won't last long. What is it?
It won't be like this for long.
There we go. Because it's a tearjerker. It's about the singer's child growing up in the, right before your eyes. And say, every time I hear it, it makes me get this lump in my throat thinking about my kids when they were little and they grow up. So,
what was the name of the song that you talked about on KSR? About a dad driving back and forth with the son.
Oh, that's Highway 20 Ride by Zach Brown Band.
I had not heard that before you'd said that on the air, and then I went and listened to it, and man.
Oh, dude, that's tough, right. Especially yeah. If you're a divorced dad or you're a kid who grew up in a divorce, man, that song would just rip your heart out. So that's a tough one. Got a couple calls, 859-280-2287, 859-280-CATS, if you want to call and get on board. So who we got first, Billy?
John Short.
Oh, my man, John Short. What up, Big John?
Oh, nothing much.
You're a great American.
I want to say that it's not good about Upshaw. It's not good.
No, it's not good. Keaton Upshaw, they're... star tight end is going to play in the NFL someday. Tore his pectoral muscle lifting weights. Has that happened to you before, John, when you've been lifting weights?
No, it hasn't.
You haven't torn your pectoral muscle while lifting weights?
No, I haven't.
No, me neither. Yeah, but I feel bad for him. I sure do. What else do you think about today, the SEC Media Day? Did you get any other good news or tidbits out of it?
Just the same thing. Our offense is supposed to be real good.
Yeah, offense should be really good.
We need to lead the nation offense and defense.
Yeah, lead the nation offense and defense. That would probably make us a pretty good team if we were able to do that, John.
Yeah, that would be good. I say it's like average like 100 points a game in football. That's never happened.
Oh, boy, John, that's very liberal of you. That's a liberal thought right there to think we're going to have 100 points.
That's not liberal thing.
That's liberal thinking right there. Are you switching on me, John?
What?
Are you switching on me, going on the liberal side here?
I'm not going to switch on you because I do know the election has been stolen from Trump. We know that. We know that since November 4th, it's been stolen from Trump. We know Trump won the election because I do believe back at 80 million votes, Trump 125 million votes, so Trump won by 45 million biggest.
Well, surely the people can't make that big of a mistake if they're off by that million votes, John.
I think they are.
You think they are?
I do think he has 80 million votes, like everybody says, but I think Trump got 125 million. I still believe that, so hold on to that.
Right, I want to ask you a question, John. We just had Steve Katroki on, the AAU basketball coach. We talked a lot of high school basketball.
Yep.
Who is the best high school basketball player to ever come out of Lexington?
Well, that's good. So it could be Melvin Turpin. It could be Minnesota.
Yep.
It could be Vernon Hatton. He came from Lexington.
Yep.
He tied that score over Kentucky Temple with 1 second to go. We wanted double overtime, 85-83 at Memorial Coliseum.
At Memorial Coliseum? There's been some good with Jack Givens.
Jack Givens, he's from Kentucky. Yep, Givens. James Ever Lee.
James Lee, that's another good one. So I wondered who you thought was
the third.
Who, Leroy Byrd III? Yes. How about was Steve Miller at Henry Clay when you were at Henry Clay?
Yes, he was. He didn't come to the University of Kentucky. He should have, but he went to Western Kentucky.
Went to Western Kentucky. He was Mr. Basketball that year. What year was that?
1984.
84 is when he won Mr. Basketball. And Henry Clay went to the championship game?
Well, we went to the championship game, yes, 1983, and we won.
And they won, yeah. Beat, what was it, Callaway County or Crittenden County in a slowdown game?
Or Carlisle County, I think, yeah, it was.
Carlisle County. Thank you. Yes, Carlisle County, three overtimes. And what was the final score, John?
33-35.
I knew you'd know that.
Overtimes were 3 minutes in high school basketball.
That's crazy. They had played three overtimes and the score was still that low. Amazing. Yeah.
And it was Gray Basin won the – I think it was Steve Miller. Gray Basin won the championship for Henry Clay High School. And then head coach at that time was Al Pruitt.
Al Pruitt, yep, legendary head coach. He sure was. Well, John, I love talking about the history stuff with you because you got the answers. I've got a lot of questions, but you've got the answers for me.
That's correct.
All right, buddy.
And Isaiah Jackson is going to the Green Room. He'll be Big 12.
I say that one more time.
Isaiah Jackson will be Big 12 in the NBA draft.
Yeah, Isaiah Jackson is going to be a superstar someday in the NBA, isn't he, John?
Yeah, but he should have come back from down here in Kentucky.
I knew it. All right, John, I appreciate it, buddy. Have a good night.
You too. Thank you. We all know the election is still up on Trump. We all know that. And he has a major announcement in August.
A big announcement in August?
Yeah, he's going to announce in August. We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens, John. You keep me posted on that.
Okie dokie.
All right. Peace out, homie.
Peace out, homie.
Yes. Got one. All right. That's our good friend John Short. Have some fun with him. Who we got next, Billy?
His memory is amazing.
I know it. That's why when I ask him those questions, I know he knows the answer. It's amazing. He remembers the score of the 83 high school state championship game, at who they played, how many overtimes. He remembers everything. It's amazing.
Impressive.
Yeah. All right, who's next?
David in Louisville.
David in Louisville. Hello, David in Louisville.
Hey, Ryan. The one thing about John, though, he can't get the presidential election score straight, can he?
That's very fair. That's a good point. Seems to have that score messed up.
It's good to have two liberals like John Short on me on the air back to back.
Back to back.
It's an honor to follow the great liberal John Short.
Oh, he's going to call in and yell at me and you if you keep talking like this.
He can't find me. I'm not worried. I'm not scared of John Short, unless he gets the presidential score wrong again.
That's true.
That guy from Tennessee who called there at the end of the first hour.
Yes.
I'm glad. Obviously he's not smart enough to dial the phone himself. So I'm glad somebody helped him dial the phone and get a hold of you tonight. And I'm glad to hear that the intellectually challenged in Tennessee are not behind fences anymore. That's all I can say.
They're starting to come out, aren't they?
Oh, God. It's so bad. But you know what? I think you hate Tennessee as much as I do. I've been to Commonwealth Stadium so many times and had my heart broken by Tennessee. That game when Randall Cobb was quarterback and took it down the field to the 15, and they put Morgan Newton in. Oh, my God. It killed me.
Yeah.
But I was there. I was there in 11, though, man, when our great quarterback, the wide receiver, came in and won the game. We rushed the field. So about this story that the football player was telling at SEC days today for Kentucky, the Josh Pascal, I got him beat, man. In 2009, Ryan, you don't know me, but I'm a friend with Dave Wickstrom and lots of other folks and around your circles.
Yeah,
In 2009, Morehead State played in Dayton for the play-in basketball game, play-in into the tournament, the final, the last, what you would call them. So Aaron Andrews is there. My buddy and I were in the arena, and after the game, Morehead won, by the way, and we went down, leaving the arena. He says, I want to go try to get Aaron Andrews' autograph. I said, we got to go, man. So we left and went to the hotel restaurant. And I'm blind, Ryan, and I have my guide dog with me. His name was Buddy. And we're sitting there in the Marriott restaurant ordering burgers and fries and beers. And all of a sudden, my buddy says, oh, my God, it's Aaron Andrews. And she's walking this way. And she walked over. She says, hi, I'm Aaron Andrews from ESPN, and I just love your dog. She gets down on her knees and, is loving on my boy Buddy. My buddy's, who was one of the photograph with her, all of a sudden he's gagging on his pretzels, okay?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
So we went to talk for 10 minutes. She told me she was like the spokesperson for Canine Companions nationally and so forth. And I said, Aaron, my friends are not ever going to believe this happened. Will you take your photograph with me? And she said, as long as Buddy's in the picture with us, I will.
And very good.
Hot dog. So Aaron Andrews, and when it was over, when she went back, she sat down with Steve Levin and Brent Musburger at their little table over there. And my buddy's sitting at the next table, who knew me at school at Moorhead, said, man, you use your dog now just like you did in college to get the girls, don't you? And I said, well, whatever works.
So whatever works, know, partner.
Next thing I know, Aaron's calling and said, David, can Buddy have some leftover some pizza? So hell's bells, if she didn't call that dog over, I turned him loose with his harness and everything on. He went running across the restaurant to the bar. And I walked over and sat down with Steve Levin and Brent Musburger and sat right next to Aaron Andrews, and Buddy ate their pizza.
That's a great story, David. I love it. Love everything about that. So
I'm
glad you called in to tell us. I believe you.
Photograph of, so that, I think that kicks Josh Pascal's picture of perhaps that woman winked at her.
Yeah, maybe a wink from J-Lo. You got up close and personal with Aaron Andrews.
That's a great story, Dave.
You like that, Billy? I've tried to call in before with Dick and tell that story. You always run out of time on me. But, you know, when he got the All-Stars, Billy Ruther. By the way, Ryan, Billy's going to be an All-Star someday, man. He is a rising star.
Yes, he is.
Talk radio. And I love the way he's wrapping his arms around it and taking every opportunity to host the show and just show his abilities. Y'all have a good night.
David, thank you very much.
Text Wixom and tell him the blind judge called tonight on the radio, okay?
Yeah, I know who you are. Yeah, I definitely know who you are, so I'll definitely do that. Thank you, sir.
Take
I appreciate
care,
it.
Ryan.
There we go. Billy, it was so nice of your dad to call in tonight.
Yeah,
your uncle.
I will
like
give
that.
David some advice to take it up to the next level for the next time he has a celebrity appearance. Make sure the picture is taken on her phone. Okay, Ryan?
And then she has to text it to you.
And then you get her phone number.
Sneaky.
Now we're starting to unravel the yarn, Ryan, aren't we?
All right, we got one more break and one more segment, and you need to stick around because Billy's got a rant. He says he's got this rant, and we're going to turn him loose and let him go unfiltered, uncensored, no time limit. You can go, Billy, as long as you want. Deal?
Wow, that's quite the buildup. Deal.
That's right. All right, we'll be right back and wrap it up here on Big Blue Insider.
This is the home of the Wildcats, 630 WLAP.
Oh, this is one of his new songs. I really like this one, too. It was all Darius Rucker all day here tonight, Billy, on Big
the
Blue
Ryan
Insider.
Ryan Lemon Big Blue Insider.
Amen. All right. Okay, and we've saved this for the last segment of the show, what has now become a regular segment when I host Big Blue Insider with Billy. We turn the mic over to Billy. We shut up. Uncensored, unfiltered, untimed, another rant coming from our own Billy R. Sports. Are you ready, Billy?
I am. We got to fill time somehow. So
that's right.
I did my homework and ready to fill that time. You ready, Ryan?
I'm ready to go. Do it.
All right. So this is a topic that we've talked about a lot over the last few days, and that's the space race that we're currently seeing between Richard Branson and Jeff Bezos. And obviously today, Jeff Bezos, the second one to launch into space, and we use the word space lightly around here in this space race because they're just barely breaking the Earth's atmosphere, Ryan, dipping into space, and then they're going back. So, you know, a lot's been made about, you know, watching these launches and watching these guys successfully come back down to Earth and the people that ride in these commercial space lines. But it was Jeff Bezos's comments in a news conference after the space flight today that really grinded my gears. So after he'd already
got you upset. Okay.
Yeah, it's already spent 11 minutes on the entire trip. Let's hear what Jeff Bezos had to say afterwards.
And then I want to thank every Amazon employee and every Amazon customer because you guys paid for all of this. So seriously, for every Amazon customer out there and every Amazon employee, thank you from the bottom of my heart very much.
Jeff Bezos thanking the Amazon customers and employees for funding his rocket launch. Now, Ryan, the Blue Origin flight that they took to space cost an average about $28 million. That was what one person tried to pay to get on the flight. The entire trip cost around $5.5 billion.
Unbelievable.
To send Jeff Bezos and his friends to space for 2 minutes. Now, I am not one to poo-poo space. I really love exploration. I loved the space race when we were actually applying the knowledge that we learned and trying to go to different planets to try to save our species. But when we're just barely eclipsing the Earth's atmosphere for minutes for wealthy white men to go up and see the stars, I got a problem with it. And when Jeff Bezos, a guy who has reportedly had bad conditions for its employees, someone who doesn't pay his taxes in the country of Canada, for him to have such a smug attitude and thank everybody like that in a cowboy hat in his post-game press conference after this 11-minute flight really rubbed me the wrong way, Ryan. I don't like the way and the direction that this commercial space flights is taking, because we're going to see more and more billions of dollars pumped into this while we should be trying to protect and save the planet that we're on now.
Well done, Billy. Wow. There you go. Billy's rant of the night. Well played, well done, and I would say the biggest majority of people in this country 100% agree with you on that.
You know, I don't want to tell someone how to spend their money. It's his right, right? I mean, free enterprise, he made that money. But for him to just come off like that, I thought was extremely smug for somebody that's gotten through so many loopholes and so many more advantages than other people. And to see some of the price tags of these space flights and how they're just one-upping each other, like Richard Branson went up this many miles and Jeff Bezos went up 4 more miles. It's just, you know, it's a measuring contest, and I feel like we're going to be doing this for the next 2 decades.
Oh, there's no doubt. Between those two guys are going to be leading the way. There's no doubt. What if one of them came up to you and said, Billy R. Sports, we're going to put you on for free on the next ride?
Well, that would make me a hypocrite, right, if I went up
there.
But
what if they offered you?
I would probably say no. I'm not
ready
to do it. Yeah. Because, I mean, you know one of those things is going to go wrong, Ryan, right?
Sooner or later, something will have a malfunction. But right now, the track record's pretty good.
And what is the gain? I mean, curiosity, I assume, but you're going to feel weightless for maybe 5 minutes? I don't know. I really think it's a rich man's game. They're throwing away money to see the stars.
When your employees, like you said, in bad conditions, sure could use some of that.
When employees can't take bathroom breaks in your company and they have water bottles underneath their stations because they're too afraid to use the bathroom, I just
Goodness.
Feel like that $5 billion could be better used elsewhere. Do you know how much Jeff Bezos is estimated to be worth, Ryan?
I would say it's $30 billion.
Well, this is after a divorce as well. So
keep
that in mind when I tell you that he's worth an estimated $205 billion.
$205 billion?
Correct. He is the richest man in the world.
Before we get away, there was another guy who had a rant today. Did you tell me Deion Sanders had a little rant today?
Yes. Interesting story coming out of Jackson State and Deion Sanders, who walked out of his media day today when a reporter addressed him as Deion. This is a quote from Deion Sanders. If you call Nick Saban Nick, you'll get cussed out on the spot. So don't do that to me. He got up and walked out of the SWAC media day after being addressed as Deion.
He's got a point. He does have a little bit of a point, but at the same time, the whole world knows him just as Deion. When you're that big and famous, they know you by one name, Cher, Madonna, Bo, Deion, I think he's got to be a little understanding, a little bit. What do you think?
I agree, because Deion was a superstar, a two-sport athlete, you know, a draw when it comes to entertainment, and that's a little different than Nick Saban. But come on, man. Nick's been called Nick in a press conference before and didn't blow up like that.
Probably, yeah.
I think he's being a little sensitive. I think
he is, too.
He's trying to get respect. And, you know, I don't think that guy meant disrespect when he called him Deion either.
Well, like I said, you've earned the right to be known by your first name only. That alone is pretty special.
That's cool,
in American culture. Yeah. Suns-Bucks tonight, Billy. Game 6. Of course, Suns won first two. Bucks have won the last 3 in a row. Who you got?
Yeah, I mean, I was as big a Suns fan as any, especially when the series started, wanting Booker to lead the way home. But it's hard not to root for Giannis. Some of the post-game press conferences I've seen and some of the great plays he's made late in these games. I think the Bucks are the better team, despite Booker really all the heart he has trying to pull the Suns up there. I'm going to go Milwaukee to end it tonight. What do you think?
I'm same with you. I was rooting for the Suns. When they went up 2-0, I thought, man, they've got this. There's no way they're going to blow this. But that block, Giannis's block in Game 3 changed the series. Changed it. No, it wasn't changed. It was in Game 4.
Right.
Yeah, Game 4. Game the block four. In Game 4 changed the series. Bucks ended up winning. Then they go to Phoenix the other night and won. That block will go down in NBA history as one of the best ever. Up there with
the block,
what,
and then the alley-oop the next night.
Incredible.
Game.
The dude is a special player, there's no doubt. He deserves to win it, and I think they'll get it tonight at home, at Milwaukee, with that crazy crowd out in the parking lot.
Oh, yeah. They're not going to be counting for Giannis, so he should make his free throws tonight.
Very true. That definitely bothered him.
It bothers me when I'm watching the game, really.
Who's hosting tomorrow night?
I am. I'll be in.
Oh, Billy's back tomorrow night.
That's right.
And then I'll be back to help Billy on Thursday night. So we appreciate it, Billy. Well done. Our thanks to Coach Steve Catralci. I messed that up. And Nick Roush from KSR for joining us. This has been Big Blue Insider. Goodbye.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.